Come in.
Welcome to the manor. I'm Lucien Beaufort, and I will be conducting your little interview this evening. I've just been looking at your resume. Quaint little thing. It says here you currently work in customer service. I'm sure they pride you for being nice, attentive, anticipating others' needs, all that servile rot. Tell me, what sort of customers do you typically encounter? What was your worst one? Don't hold back. Tell me how you really felt. Bloody hell. You have a spine of steel. I wouldn't know it by looking at you. It's good to know you can handle yourself under pressure. Well, you needn't worry about anything like that happening here. We take care of our own. Such crassness simply isn't tolerated. Would you say that you enjoy interacting socially with others? Do you get out often? Oh, it's not a requirement, per se, but it's the social butterflies that tend to thrive here. It helps to know how to hold a decent conversation. You needn't be flashy or fascinating, although that certainly doesn't hurt. Just interesting. Can you be interesting? Because the world is full of bores. We don't need any more. Very well. I'm not sure what I think of you yet. Potentially interesting. Mostly right now, I find you just a little bit adorable. Because my saying that made your cheeks flush. But back to our interview. Am I correct in assuming that your day job wouldn't interfere with your performance? It's quite the adjustment. The hours here are long and very, very busy. There aren't many who can handle a second job on top of it all. Oh, you're looking to move forward. Well, it's customer service. Between the Karens and the pathetic paycheck, you must be desperate to leave. How did you find out about us anyway? Oh. Someone mentioned us on Reddit. Oh, very interesting. Our website must finally be taking off, then. Usually it's the flyers that bring our hopeful potentials in. It means having to sift through droves of saucy little goths or tiresome college students desperate to pay for their textbooks. I'll be honest with you. I typically leave the whole mess to someone else, someone who's much sweeter than I am. But poor Melanie called in sick, and there was no one to cover for her. For her sake, I hope she actually called in well and is off frolicking in a mall somewhere. Mousy little thing. Desperately needs some new clothes. I swear she's only 23, but she dresses like she's 50. But I digress. Let's get to the meat of things, shall we? Thank you for filling out our application so thoroughly, by the way. I know it has an unusual question or two. Well, not a lot of potential employers tend to ask about vices, for example. We find those details very important. It tells us so much about the sort of role you'll be playing here. Why all the health formalities? It's like I told you before, we at the Manor take our employees' well-being very seriously. You won't find better health or dental insurance anywhere. We even have a dietitian on staff, should your nutrition need a bit of tweaking. There's nothing more important than your health, you know. So you're a coffee drinker. You occasionally imbibe wine. Red or white, dear? Bloody tannins. Oh, I suppose we can let that slide. And not a smoker. Thank God. You're fidgeting. Oh, don't stop. It's cute. You didn't even realize you were doing it, did you? Feeling a little nervous? Oh, they all are at first. Now, it says you prefer vegetarian food when you have a choice, but you don't have any qualms against eating red meat. That's good. After all, there's nothing worse than a nasty bout of anemia, isn't that so? Medical history, blood type, medications, known genetic conditions, blah, blah, blah. Boring. All looks fine. Nothing to worry about there. I suppose the only thing left to ask is, how well do you tolerate having your blood drawn? I ask because I must. Do you not expect to be bitten? Fetish? No. Nothing like that. Did you honestly walk in here not knowing that you would belong to a rotation of humans feeding vampires on a semi-regular basis? No, I'm not fucking with you. I prefer a bed for that. Oh, sweetheart. Do I look like an imaginary creature to you? I own the building we're in. I bloody well better exist. Yes, surprise. We've been here all along. I'm quite serious. What did you think you'd be doing here if I hired you? You were applying for housekeeping. Oh, God. You poor, clueless thing. Clearly something got miscommunicated. The sorts of people who usually apply for positions like this are in the know. I simply assumed you were as well. Oh, it completely slipped my mind that we were in need of cleaning staff. Oh. Now I'm going to have to give Melanie a good seeing to. Anyway, allow me to explain. There are many humans on staff, but most of them serve as our escorts. The majority of the people who work on the premises are vampires, myself included. To put it simply, we provide those with exclusively sanguinary tastes with evening dinner escorts. No one is hunted, no one gets their throats ripped out. All is quite safe, sane, and consensual. Not painless, unfortunately, but it's no worse than the prick of a needle. Some lucky few even get a bit of a high from it, or so I'm told. We get a meal and pleasant company. You get to spend all night with our clients swanning about at fancy parties and dance clubs, all while enjoying about every employee benefit you can possibly imagine, including paid vacations and spa vouchers. Everybody wins. There are more specific requirements than that, of course, but we tend to iron out those pesky details once we write you up a contract. Nobody is going to make you be anyone's dinner, silly. If you prefer, I can put you in contact with someone who has a clearer idea of what we're looking for in cleaning staff. Oh, no. I don't know what the hell you would do. Dust things, maybe? I'm sure you'd look adorable in your little uniform. If you're not intimidated, I honestly think you would be wasted here, vacuuming rugs. Ugh, if I have to spend another minute talking shop, I think I'm going to scream. You look hungry. Have you eaten yet this evening? Let me buy you dinner. It's the least I can do for stealing away your innocence like that. Imagine not knowing we exist. Oh, your life is going to be so much more fascinating now. No, this isn't me trying to get you into a corner and bite you. Don't be stupid. I've already eaten, and anyway, I never bite the unwilling. Too messy, too upsetting. All that pain and fear and resentment simply ruins the flavor. It's why we pamper you so. You taste so much better when you're happy. So, what do you say? Let me treat you. There's a nice Indian place downtown that just opened up. The Desi Palace, I believe. I can't partake, of course, but the smells are just divine. Wonderful. I'll get my coat. Ah, this is worlds better than that stuffy office. No, that wasn't my office. Do you really think I keep multiple framed photos of a dopey golden retriever on my desk? Don't be absurd. That's all Melanie. Anyway, go on and order whatever you like. I'll just have water, thank you, with mint in it, if you don't mind. Intriguing choices. You'll have to tell me how everything is. In the meantime, I can tell you're about to burst with questions. Ask away. Well, we at the estate believe in more than just providing our clients with pretty snacks. I am the resident socialite, to put it simply. When I'm not attending charity events, dinners, grand openings, and the like, I am up to my ears in work trying to arrange our own little exclusive soirees. No, we don't run blood drives. Don't be silly. I believe our last charity event was for muscular dystrophy research, I think. They all sort of blur together after a while. I've been doing this for nearly 70 years, after all. God, has it actually been that long? I'll stop you there. I know you mean no offense, but it's not a good idea to ask a vampire about their age. Some of us are very touchy about it. I'm not. I'm 213, if you must know. Some of us don't believe in celebrating birthdays after the 99th one or so, but not me. I'll take any excuse to treat myself to a night or three of debauchery. I can't eat the cake, but I can hire a beautiful young man to leap out of one for me. Oh, when you get to be my age, remembering where you came from is important. It can fade so quickly if you're not careful. Most of us focus on the anniversary they were turned, which is all well and good, but the actual mortal birth is important too. Once you stop caring about details like that, it's a quick path to not caring about anything. Oh, it's so easy to become bored. It's part of why dining with mortal acquaintances is such a delight. It makes me terribly sick to even put food in my mouth, but I want to remember what makes it enjoyable. So much emphasis gets put on our endless hunger for blood. But you are creatures of desire too, you know. It's something we share. Plus, It's intriguing learning what other people like, even if I can't enjoy it myself. When you eat the same thing all the time like I do, you start to really miss variety. And after a while, it's all too easy to forget that it exists at all. Oh, everyone tastes a little different. Some are sweeter, some are more savory. Vegan blood tastes different than someone who eats steaks all day, but the underlying flavor's the same. Your health, your diet, your mood, all of these things affect your blood to varying degrees. It's why we make sure you're well taken care of. We want to provide nothing but the finest for our clients. You're providing an important service. You deserve every benefit and luxury we can provide. Speaking of dinner, here's yours. And my water. Marvelous. Thank you. What they don't tell you, though, is that drinking blood gets a little... samey after a century or two. Some vampires like to brag about being super sensors, able to pick up notes or aromas or flavor or even differences in texture in someone's blood. But I think they're just talking a load of rubbish. It's not so bad as all that. Our tongues change after we turn, to better detect disease or contamination in what we drink. Bolder flavors would overwhelm us. I like a bit of mint in my ice water, but that's about as far as I'm willing to risk. Even that can sometimes be too much. Oh, even after all this time, I still remember what it was like to chew instead of puncture, how flavors change and evolve as you eat them. Do you ever find yourself craving a really fiery curry, like the one you're currently eating? Imagine that craving, but for the rest of eternity. Oh, you're sweet. I've tried that, believe me. You would have to eat a lot of spicy curry for me to be able to taste it in your blood. I'll spare you the heartburn. Although, from the looks of your dinner, heartburn isn't high on your list of worries, is it? How do you like it? Oh, you've never tried it before. Must be quite intense. Your eyes are streaming a little. I'm envious. So, tell me a little more about yourself. What do you do when you're not working? Sounds like you don't have much time to do anything but work. That can't be healthy. When was the last time you had some time off? Dear God. Well, I can tell you one thing. If you can survive that, I'm fairly sure you'd fit in fine at the manor. I'm not talking about housekeeping, dear. I mean the other job. The fun one. I was thinking of keeping you all to myself, actually. You won't be the only one, of course. I have an entire coterie of favorites. Each of them is unique in their own way, of course. But you, I think you're truly something special. This is entirely up to you, of course. If you like, I could get you a taxi back home and end the matter there. But I don't think either of us wants that. Am I correct? Oh, I've learned a lot simply from sitting across from you like this. Much more than the office interview would have told me. You were polite to the waiter, for one. Always important. Lots of people react poorly when pushed out of their comfort zones. You decided to have a little fun. The grilled lamb ribs were quite messy, but you weren't self-conscious about digging in while I watched. And in spite of this, you're not covered in salsa. Well done. You ordered food you'd never tried before. Given how strange this whole evening must be for you, I wouldn't have blamed you if you fell back on an old favorite. But you sought out something new, and gave it a chance, even when its heat may have been daunting. Most importantly, you listened. You've only known vampires even existed for, what, an hour? And you didn't leap immediately into the sort of obnoxious questions I half dreaded. No remarks about my teeth. No prying about how I died or who turned me. There was that little faux pas with the age question, but you recovered gracefully. Instead, you let me wax rhapsodic about human food and took it in stride. Moreover, you were genuinely interested. It wasn't just you blowing smoke on my ass. It was a proper exchange. I felt I could have easily gone on for much longer. If anything, you let me lead the conversation along a little too much. I'm still terribly curious about you, you know. You're kidding me. You're not a bore. You'll need to work on that self-deprecating streak. It has the potential to be charming in a shivering, wet kitten sort of way, but only to a certain point. I suppose there's only one more thing I need to know about you before I make my decision. I think you know the answer to that. I told you earlier that I'd already eaten. I didn't say I'd had dessert. There go your cheeks burning again. You're such a fun one to read. It's entirely up to you. What do you think? Want to give it a try? Perhaps in quieter surroundings? I think my place is closer. Then just let me get the check, and we'll depart.